views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I am Chris Stainis. I just said that. I'm founder of Women of Wisdom. And I just want to share how we're now meeting to reimagine well for its upcoming 25th annual conference, February 2017. It's very exciting work. I mean, and we're looking at like the whole organization too. We're having some meetings. And if you'd like to participate, contact Women of Wisdom at our email is wow@womenofwisdom.org. Well, it's a beautiful spring day here in Seattle. I hope it's great where you are. My words of wisdom today are to get outside, take a walk, take in the beauty of nature to replenish your spirit. We all need that, and we've all been working hard this week, I know. Today, my guest is Lee Milter, and she is an internationally known and celebrated entrepreneur, visionary, best-selling author, award-winning professional speaker, TV personality, and intuitive business mentor. Lee lives and thrives in both the business and metaphysical worlds and runs the Lee Milter School of Wisdom, where she teaches her students how to manifest on levels beyond that of mainstream education or business. She hosted the America's Premier Experts TV show that aired on NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox affiliates. Lee also hosts Untamed Success Positive TV, which is a web-based TV show. And she has created and hosted educational programs airing on PBS and other cable networks throughout the U.S. and Canada. And she has authored 11 books all about succeeding in business and in life. And her new book that we're going to talk about today is Reclaim the Magic, The Real Secrets to Manifesting Anything You Want. So in her book, she gives tools and concepts to become fully conscious of the abilities that we have within ourselves and to focus them in practical ways to advance our personal life and in business. And she shows how that's possible. So welcome, Lee.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. I was very excited about being on with your show today, Voices of Women.
Yes. Well, yeah, I really focus on empowering women and women hearing and men. We have men, I'm sure, listeners too. I know of one or two in particular that are interested in the feminine, the divine feminine, and women's voices and all that, and we love that. So give us a little background about your life, your roots, where you came from.
Okay, sure. Well, I grew up in a little place called Chuckytuck, Virginia, and I'm not kidding, it really is a little place like that, Chuckytuck, Virginia. I am the daughter of a rancher, and I had a very dysfunctional childhood, like many of us who become who want to become very successful in the future. Our childhoods are so fraught with stress and feel out of control that when we become adults, we want to be in control and control our own destiny. So I grew up in Chuckytuck, Virginia, on a farm ranch, a mile and a half from the nearest secondary road. Again, my parents were farmers and ranchers, and my life was, I would describe my parents as muggles, and I really literally couldn't actually write my book, Reclaim the Magic, until after they passed away, because I really didn't want to hurt their feelings. And I wasn't mad at them for not giving me a great childhood, because they were really victims of victims. Both of their parents were, had very difficult childhoods, and your parents can't give you what hasn't been given to them. But a very significant event happened to me when I was about 6 years old. I had this terrible wart on my thumb, and it was bleeding, and it wouldn't go away, and they'd taken me to the doctors. And I took my pony, and I had ridden up, remember, I lived in the deep, deep country, to the only little store, and it was the only, it was a post office all at the same place, and the lady who worked there, who ran the place, was named Miss Samantha, and she took me out back, and she literally said to me something to the effect of that I would never think of this wart again. And I don't know if she hypnotized me or what she did, but about 3 months later, I realized that that wart was gone and never came back. And I was fascinated with her, and she was very spiritual and metaphysical. And I was having a really hard time with my life, with my parents. My father was a 6'4" ranting alcoholic and out of control all the time. My house was just filled with chaos. And this Miss Samantha kind of took me under her wing, and she told me about the philosophy of life and the law of attraction and a lot of things that a 6- and 7-year-old could barely understand. But what she felt like to me was something safe. And she kept up with me. She moved away, but she kept up with me for a while, and she sent me journals, and she really introduced me to the spiritual life and to the metaphysical life, and that thoughts were real and that I could control my own destiny. And again, it was a miracle that I found this woman in my life. I wasn't anything particularly smart in school. I was a super average student. In high school, I literally became a rock and roll disc jockey with a full-time job. I had always worked as much as possible. And then when I was about in my 20s, I got married and I was running a business, and unfortunately my husband got murdered. And this was a terrible dark night of the soul for me. A lot of things, the whole world just ended for me. And I will tell you, as horrible as that was, it allowed me for a whole year to really just go inside. And I basically lived in the library. And that helped me a great deal, because I read books like Think and Grow Rich and The Magic of Believing and Psycho-Cybernetics. And I got educated in a way that my parents could have never educated me, which gave me really the motivation and inspiration to do a lot of things in my life. From there, I became a professional photographer, and I traveled around the world doing landscape photography. I went into commercial real estate, which I hated, and I went in for the wrong reason. I went in for money. And I've learned in life that if you ever do things specifically and only for money, that they may work for a short time, but they don't work very long. And eventually, over a number of different positions and things, I finally, in the commercial real estate, I got asked to speak a lot. And I realized that my true calling in life was actually as a communicator. I had been a great salesperson, but I was better at communicating. And so I literally went to the printer shop and had cards printed up that said Lee Miltier, professional speaker. I never read a book. I never went to a course. And I projected myself into the world as a professional speaker. I've been very, very successful over 34 years as a professional speaker, speaking with people like Zig Ziglar and Tony Robbins and Dr. Norman Vincent Peale and Dr. Phil and every big name in the world. And I kind of am a living example that no matter what kind of life that you've had, no matter how hard it's been or stressful or you didn't have anything going for you, that you can make it. And Chris, I will tell you that not too long ago, someone very famous wrote about me that I was the least likely person to ever become successful because I had no support, no money, no education, and no context. And, you know, we count on all of those things to help us. So from being a speaker, I turned into an author. I got television shows. I own several businesses. I'm an entrepreneur in life. And, you know, life is just starting. I've just started a new venture, as you just mentioned, the Lee Miltier School of Wisdom, and doing a big Vision Quest retreat in Sedona, Arizona, this coming June. So I'm leaving out a million things because my life is very long, and it's been ups and downs and rounds. But I will say this, it's no matter what happens to you in life, tomorrow is always a new day, and that you can always take charge of the caliber of information that's going in your head, and you can create whatever you want in life.
And that's kind of what this book is about. So tell us a little more about, you know, why you wrote the book. It's called Reclaim the Magic, and what that means, Reclaim the Magic.
Well, I think, Chris, a lot of us go through periods of our life where there is no more magic, that we feel that life is a to-do list, and that it just feels overwhelming, and it's the same thing. And we're taught to believe that power is external, where the truth is in the book, Reclaim the Magic. The magic is the connection to you in spirit, and that through your metaphysical knowledge and through your spiritual world, you really can manifest anything you want. It's just, it's a matter of, are you aligned to it? Is it a match to you? And what I've done in this book is, and I'm very pragmatic, I am definitely a woman with one foot on earth and one foot in heaven, is that we all have to reclaim the magic within ourselves to be able to be great manifestors. Now, the truth is we're manifesting every day, all day long with our thoughts. The book helps people really get clear about how to use your own internal power and project it externally to be able to create the and to go to the destinations that you want.
And okay, so we're going to get to that after this commercial break. We'll come right back and hear all about that from Lee Miltier. Thank you.
Thank you.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm speaking with Lee Miltier today on her book, Reclaim the Magic. So she was just talking about how this book is about giving us some tools to do that, to reclaim that magic back into our lives. So what do you think is the most important thing for people to know about reclaiming that magic and becoming successful?
Chris, I think the most important thing, and I'm really glad primarily this is a women's show, is that women have been programmed primarily to be the support systems and the nurturers of other people. And in today's world, women have to be a lot more than that. I mean, we really have to take back our power. We have to use all of our resources, and we have five kinds of resources that are very, very important. They're like life currencies, and it is your five kinds of energies: your mental energy, your emotional energy, your spiritual energy, your financial energy, and you literally have to know each day how you're using your energy. And every day you have to be a visionary and be looking in your life and asking yourself, where do I want to go? You know, if you don't have a clear vision, it's like being a pilot of an airplane, and you just get up and fly around, but you get nowhere. You have to have a clear destination. And I want women to understand, because I've done public seminars for women for 6 straight years, 100 cities a year, is to understand that, you know, we're in charge of our own destiny. We're not waiting for Prince Charming anymore. It's nice if they show up, but, you know, really our life is to take charge of the caliber of information that we have, to literally take charge of a mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial energy, have a clear destination. And what this book does is give you step by step on how to use all those energies, but make a clear decision of what you want. Figure out where your talents and skills are. And one of the books I wrote a few years ago was called Success is an Inside Job. And in that book, there's a whole chapter of finding your innate talents. So in our life, all of us have the unique talents, but the secret of creating wealth and really having power is using those natural born talents. So for example, when I was a child, my nickname was Motor Mouth. And at the time, you know, it didn't make any difference, you know, to me, but now I realize that my talents for communicating and speaking up showed up very early in my life. I was a rock and roll disc jockey. I was in sales. I could communicate. And so each and every one of us has talents that are marketable and sellable, and that we often as women underestimate our own ability to earn money and to create what we want in life. And we compare ourselves to other people all the time. And so in the book Reclaim the Magic, I'm really stressing everyone to understand that you're very unique, that, you know, you were put on this earth plane to do your thing, to sing your song, to dance your thing, and that what other people do has nothing to do with you. It's all about your life and creating the masterpiece life that you want to have.
Well, it's interesting that you have, and the five energies, that you also have financial there. And then you're talking about that, and it seems like it all relates. Like, in order to get our financial energy in place, we have to tie in the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual because that's that natural born talents too, to make that financial aspect work.
Yes. And, you know, I like to talk about the financial thing. In fact, my whole retreat in Sedona is called Wealth Creation. And what it is helping people find their blind spots. And we all have what I call wealth blind spots. And for women to be free, you have to earn money, because money in of itself is only an energy. Money is not that important as, you know, just little pieces of paper with dead notables on it. What's important is that money represents freedom, that we're not enslaved into marriages or relationships or jobs that hold us back because we cannot support ourselves. When I grew up with very old-fashioned parents who, you know, believed that I would just get married and, you know, have two children and live on a farm and marry a farmer or a rancher, and that would be my life. And I knew from a very young age that that wasn't going to work for me. That's not what I was born for. And I was very much a rebel and breaking rules and doing things different and going out in my own way. And I speak at a lot of high schools and colleges to young women. And I'm actually a little concerned that there's a little backlash happening now where a lot of these young ladies are now kind of depending on marrying the right man to create their security. I believe as women, it's great to do that, but you've got to be able to develop yourself and create the skills, the talents, the abilities within yourself that always be self-reliant.
Oh, that's so important, and it's surprising. I mean, that was the era that you and I probably grew up in, that whole thing of, well, you're supposed to get married, and that's still in place.
I'm shocked when I go speak at these high schools and these young women are talking about marriage so much, and I'm trying to steer them into education and steer them into thinking about entrepreneurship and steer them into being self-reliant, because, you know, let's face it, men come and go and jobs come and go, but, you know, you have to rely on yourself. And if you're dependent on someone else, that's kind of an enslavement. And I grew up to be free. And Reclaim the Magic is really about personal freedom. It's about having the tools. And by the way, Chris, I didn't make these tools up. These tools are, you know, have been around, you know, for eons. They are visualization and self-talk and many things where people can really utilize their skills and talents and you know, just thrive in the world. Metaphysics is, you know, they call it sometimes New Age, but it's so not New Age. You know, philosophy, all that stuff has been around a very long time, and it now is becoming into mainstream a lot more. I'm sure you've seen in your radio show that spirituality is more mainstream than it's ever been in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so when you're talking, especially when you're talking about these girls, I'm wondering, I think one aspect is our developing our self-image and how that plays a role to be successful.
Well, that's a good point. Thank you for mentioning that. Our self-image is the core of our being. It determines everything about us. It determines how much money we make, how healthy we are, what kind of relationships we have, and what our future will be. Your self-image is literally developed by the time you are 5 to 7 years old, and it's developed by your parents, the society around you, the church, the school system, and society. And here's the bad news. A lot of that information that was programmed into our minds, into our self-image, is obsolete, and it was given to us by very well-meaning but ignorant people often, because, you know, they are the product of their generation and their belief systems, and the world has changed. And our self-image now has to grow. And the only way we can make that happen is to deliberately have one of these, what I call an internal vision quest, where you are seeking out books and teachers and seminars and, you know, shows like yours that will educate you and open your minds to a whole new world, a new key to life. it's fascinating to me how the slightest little influence can have such an impact on you. So, you know, we believe that the world is a certain way, and then something happens, and then we suddenly realize that there's a lot more openings and opportunities that are out there than we're led to believe. Another problem in our self-image right now, even as adults, is mainstream media, which is literally force-feeding us negative information every single day about negativity, you know, the war, the economy is horrible, everything is horrible, horrible, horrible. And when we are exposed to that kind of information all the time, Chris, it is like literally opening a vein and putting poison into your system. It defeats your optimism. It narrows your view of what's possible. Possibility thinking goes out the window, and you feel trapped, like, oh, I have no power. But you really have to understand that mainstream media, which I was part of for a period of time and understand it well, has a big agenda. And that agenda is to get your ears, your eyes, and to get your money, because they are money machines. You know, they're selling advertisement. They have to grab audiences. And the way they do it, in particular television, if it bleeds, it leads. And so our world now, between the smartphones and the iPads and the 24-hour, you know, stream of just information all the time, this information overload has actually disempowered people, and particularly women. And for all the women listening today, I just want to share with you that if your children are the reason anxiety, and there's so much problem with depression and anxiety, is because of this relentless negative information that's coming to them, and they feel so overwhelmed, and they believe it's true.
Yeah, so true.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just agreeing, and we're going to go on a commercial break again, so I have to interrupt you, but it is true. We're so inundated with the negativity, and we have to balance it, find a way in ourselves to manage that, to bring back that positive within ourselves. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back and talk more with Lee Miltier.
Ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker? Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit EverydaySpirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on The Dr. Pat Show, or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Lee Miltier, author of Reclaim the Magic. So, first, let's have you give your website, and also you have a free gift for listeners to give them.
I do. I have a great gift for you. I usually charge $97 for it, so please write this down. It's 5typesofenergy.com, and it's 5, like F-I-V-E. So F-I-V-E, types, T-Y-P-E-S, of energy.com. And what it is there are 5 short videos that I did on each type of your energy currency. So there's a video on mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial. And you'll particularly love the financial one. And churches have picked this up, and they played in these videos are played in business meetings and in schools. And I've gotten hundreds and hundreds of letters from people thanking me for sharing this, and they're even sharing the video with their children, because once you really understand that your currency isn't just money and it's not just time, that your emotional energy, your mental energy, your spiritual energy all impact the quality of life, and it really impacts your ability to manifest. So again, go to 5typesofenergy.com, sign up. They'll be absolutely free. The videos will start coming to you, and I promise you, when you see these videos, it will make a huge difference in your life. And also, please do invest in Reclaim the Magic. You can get that at Amazon, and it made bestseller May 14th of this year. I'm very, very, very proud of that. It's my second best-selling book. And you can also go to miltier.com, M-I-L-T-E-E-R, that's my name. And I have lots of books and audio and video programs available.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And thank you so much for your gift. I'm going to check those out myself.
So, yes, please do.
Yeah. We were talking about this self-image and being bombarded with the negative media and all that, just thrown in our face is constant. And I think we all sort of manage it in one way or another. I don't try not to listen to the news too much and I don't get a newspaper, but share with us how some tools to envision success that can counteract that negativity of the media that we do get. I know in your book you talk about repatterning and mental rehearsal and scripting, and I think that might play well into here of how we can counter that negativity.
Okay, so there's a chapter in my book called The Magic of Envisioning. And just so you know, our culture holds this widespread skepticism and even disbelief about the power of the mind, and that we usually don't understand how powerful our mind is. But I will tell you that our mind can enhance our abilities and our potential in life. And it's not woo-woo. So, for example, mental rehearsal is called many things, mental rehearsal, visualization. And every day of your life, it's our imagination. So I suggest to everybody that when you wake up tomorrow morning, that you just take 3 minutes before you get out of bed and pretend that your brain is a TV station, and I want you to pick 3 channels. And in this TV station, the 3 channels are 3 goals that you have. It could be, I want to quit smoking, or I want to stop drinking coffee, or I want to lose weight, or, I want to not be stressed out. Whatever your goals are. And take just about a minute to 2 minutes per goal and envision yourself at the end result of exactly what you want. So, for example, I recently lost 17 pounds, and I seem to keep imagining myself at the size that I want to be, not reinforcing the size that I was. I saw myself on scales. I saw myself getting to a pair of jeans I haven't been gotten into for a year. I saw myself where people were complimenting me. I saw myself, you know, eating the right things and exercising and doing all the things that are, that will help me do that. So every morning and every night, I did that just before I went to sleep. I saw it. And then after 21 days or 28 days, depending on the person, what happens is when you envision something, the brain, the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between an imaginary event and the real thing. And after a while, the brain starts to think that this new reference that you've put in your head is reality. And it starts to adjust your habits, your patterns, and your desires. So before you know it, you might feel the urge to go walking more or go exercise or, you know, turn down the potato chips and have a salad. And it's this miracle thing that happens that you're putting a new reference in your brain because, you know, the reference in your brain now may be watching television or eating too much, and you're not even conscious of it. So I use this mental rehearsal for all my business. If I see, you know, if I'm going to be on stage, I imagine myself on stage. I see people smiling, clapping, standing ovation. I see the audience very happy. I see the end result. And again, we are made of more than flesh and blood. We're literally made of 4 volts of electrical chemical current. We're electrical. And every time you have a thought, right or wrong, good or bad, or true or false, that 4 volts of electricity runs from your conscious mind into your subconscious mind and creates a groove, which scientists called imprinting. And when you imprint something in your brain, your subconscious, again, is a slave to your conscious mind. It doesn't know right from wrong. It does what you tell it to do. And so whatever it is in your life that you wish to improve, the secret is imprinting a new reference in your brain before you try to do it. So many years ago, I quit smoking. But for 30 days before I quit smoking, I envisioned myself without the cigarettes. I saw myself with a carrot stick in my hand versus a cigarette. And then when the day that I decided to, you know, totally put the cigarettes down, I had already seen myself be successful at least twice a day over 60 times and created a new electrical pathway in my brain so that then my brain would take off and I could be successful at that. There's a big chapter in my whole book about that. I'm giving you the cliff notes on that. Mm-hmm. Do we have time to share other tools?
Yes.
Another tool that I really, really think is super important for everybody is control your self-talk. Did you know on an average day, 80% of your thoughts are negative? Can you imagine what they are on a bad day? So when we have bad days and we're thinking, oh my gosh, I am fat and I'm getting old and oh my gosh, there's so many wrinkles and nobody values me and I don't get paid what I'm worth and all these negative things, you got to remember, all thoughts are real and thoughts have consequences. And the reason they have consequences is because we are self-fulfilling prophecies. So if we think we're old and fat, we're only going to get older and fatter. We have to stop this self-sabotage. You have to start really being super aware of your self-talk and your external talk, which means that, you know, you've got to really be what I call conscious languaging. So, for example, when people say, oh, I'll try to do that, I get so annoyed because there is no try. You know, as Yoda said, you either do it or you don't do it. There is no try. And conscious thought, conscious languaging changes your life because you have a lot of integrity with yourself. You have a lot of self-awareness and that we're manifestors. You know, as Jesus said, as you speak, it shall happen. And so what we do all the time is we find fault with things. We look for the negative. And that means that your life will be inundated with problems. Your job is to change your self-talk into ways that you honor yourself and that you're your own best friend and that you're cheering yourself on. You know, my favorite affirmation of all time, Chris, is, I am getting better and better every day in every way. Now, some people go, oh, that's ridiculously silly. I will tell you, it is a fact of life, that if you start saying to yourself, I am getting better and better every day in every way, many times a day, you will feel better. Your health will improve. Your attitude will improve. You will see opportunities you never saw before, because you can only think of one thing at a time. Your brain is designed to think of one thing at a time. You cannot be beating yourself up and browbeating yourself and, you know, destroying your confidence in life if you are saying good things to yourself. So I recommend, after you get out of bed from doing the mental rehearsal, that when you get in your shower in the morning, literally talk to yourself. Say, today is going to be a fantastic day. I love myself. I am getting better and better every day. I am a good mother. I'm a good wife. I'm a good, you know, just name all the things that you're good at, even if they're not true yet. Remember, we're self-fulfilling prophecies. The thing you say about yourself will come true. And another thing, as Chris and I were talking during the break, I wanted to share is this great thing in the book called scripting. And scripting is a form of goal setting that's a lot more fun than the old-fashioned way of goal setting. So goal setting in the sense of, remember I said earlier, your brain has to have a destination. You cannot let it not have a destination. Because if you don't have a destination, your mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial energy will go to the people around you who they want. They will take your energy for their destination. Does that make sense? So scripting is just, it's a ritual I use every morning. I get up and I have my cup of coffee and I go into my private place. I have my dog and cat with me and I start writing the story about Lee Miltier. And the story is about the future, but it's about what happened. So I write the story as if it already happened. So this is 2016, so I may date it December 31st, 2016, and I start it like this. Wow, what a fantastic year. Lee Miltier moved into her brand new house and just loved it. And Lee was working on radio shows, and she finished her new book, The Magic of Prayers, and her relationship with her husband was you know, even more delicious each and every day, and wonderful opportunities flowed to her, and she felt fantastic, and she exercised more.
That's a great way to start your day, and we have to start and go back to a commercial now, and we'll come back shortly and talk more with Lee Miltier.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we've been chatting with Lee Miltier on Reclaim the Magic. And Lee, you were just going over this ritual of scripting every morning, and it's kind of like writing out your future as if it's already happening now. So you're dating it ahead of time, and you've already done this stuff that is in your vision. And I think this also relates to another piece of that you have in your book about intuition and the use of intuition, because we can definitely make use of that in that process of scripting, of just getting in touch with what you intuit for your life. So talk to us about the use of intuition.
Well, women are naturally intuitive. I'll tell you a very interesting thing. Women operate from 4 modalities in life. They operate from mental and physical and spiritual. And what happens is that a lot of women aren't really taught how powerful their intuition is. Everybody, by the way, men and women have intuition. Men primarily operate from the modalities of mental and physical. And one of the reasons women are so good at multitasking, and you and I were kidding about that before we started the show, is that, again, we operate from mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual all at the same time. And so I encourage everyone to take a lot more time alone, you know, have some little sabbaticals where you walk in nature, and that you just clear your mind, and it's great, and I call that meditation. You know, I like to meditate sitting down, but I also like to just walk into nature. I live on the beach, walk on the beach, and just open my mind. I believe praying is talking to God, but I believe that listening to God is where you get your intuition. And so here's how the brain works about intuition. You have to actually ask it a question. You can't just expect it to be floating around. I mean, you can get intuition, it'll just comes into your head. But if you ask yourself a question like, would it be for my highest and best to, I don't know, apply for this job or hire this person or fire this person or, you know, whatever your question is. And then just kind of let it go. And what happens is intuition is matching dots in your brain. Your brain has gathered a lot of information, but you're also connected to a higher connection, or the universal wisdom mind. I call it the intuition network. And that means that we're all one, and that there are no real secrets in life. And that if you listen to your intuition, you will get insights that you won't be able to get with your left brain. So most of the world operates from the left brain. We want to operate more from the right brain, our intuitional side. So you know those days where your intuition says, take an umbrella, and you go, oh my gosh, it's beautiful, it's sunny, I don't need an umbrella. Then an hour later, it's pouring like heck. your intuition was trying to tell you, or you are about to hire someone and their resume is perfect and they got great references, but your gut inside says, I'm not so sure, but you're exhausted and you're tired and you hire them anyway, and then you have to fire them in 2 weeks because they were awful. Listen to your intuition. There are signs all the time. You know, if you're dating someone and there's a little red flag, you know, don't try to smooth over it. Pay attention to the red flags. This is God talking to you. So in my book, I talk a lot about intuition. I give you very strong strategies for how to develop it, how to listen to it, how to honor it. And the main thing is that you're honoring yourself. And the more you play with your intuition, the more confidence you have in it. So I'm a businesswoman. And I want you to know I do all the left brain stuff. I do all my due diligence on every business deal I do. But if there is an internal feeling inside of me, my gut, your stomach has more blood vessels than any other part of your body. And it's called the second brain. And so if my second brain is uncomfortable about a decision, wait, don't do anything. If anybody pushes you, they're forcing you, don't do anything. Make sure that, so I call it the head, heart, gut connection. If my head, my heart, and my gut don't all match up, I will not go in that direction. And I will tell you, as a photographer, it saved my life on several occasions. I would not be here today if I had not listened to my intuition of going certain places and doing certain things. And I know we're almost out of time, so I hope that you will go get Reclaim the Magic at Amazon. And I also hope that you'll go to 5typesofenergy.com and get your free videos. I promise you they will be very, very beneficial.
Okay, and one last word of that you want to leave with people, and I think I want to, I'm going to suggest that it might be on the importance of attitude.
The thing that I would like to leave with people is your point of power is this very moment, and if you want to change your life, all you really have to do is to change your mind and your attitude, and open your brain, listen to your intuition. And realize that life is fantastic. Life flows. Trust your life. Trust yourself. The inner part of you is very wise.
That's so true. And you've given so much information. And I do encourage people to get the book because you do have, you know, step by step. It's not just, you know, a bunch of words. You're sharing your life experiences, and you're giving us information on steps of on one of them is like practical magic manifesting methods, which is, you know, you thank God in advance, think big, give yourself permission to manifest what you want. Action is the key. Amp up your passion, enthusiasm, associate with people who inspire, love, and support you. So just those seven things alone, there's six of them, to manifesting. So there's lots of great stuff in the book. So I appreciate you sharing and being on the show today, Lee.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be of service.
Yes, it is, it is of service. And when you write books like this and giving, you're giving. And again, check out our website is leemilteer.com, and also her free gift videos at 5typesofenergy.com. That's on the energy currencies. And so I'm sure they'll be very helpful to watch the videos. Well, I'm Chris Stainis, the founder of Woman of Wisdom. I want to share how we're going to have our Sacred Pampering Day for Women in Seattle. It's our annual fundraiser. It's June 4th. I know it's a couple of months away, but we are looking for our pamperers. It could be healers, psychic readers, body workers. We accept, you know, a variety. We want to have a variety of modalities of healing. You get to share your gifts with our community. It's a fabulous fun day for women. If you're interested, please contact wow@womanofwisdom.org, wow@womanofwisdom.org. And information is up on our other website, www.thewowconference.org. There's information for Pampers in the application form, how you can participate on that day. We'll have tickets available within a couple of weeks for the people who get to receive the pampering, which is great fun. You get four sessions of 25 minutes each to just sample a variety of healings and a morning or afternoon session. So it's a wonderful time to be with Woman of Wisdom. Also check out my book. It's an Amazon bestseller as well, an award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And it's a great gift to give, it could be a great mother's gift for inspiration in your life of exploring the divine feminine through the many voices of art and poetry and stories and many of our great presenters we've had at WOW over the many years. And check that out on our website at womanofwisdom.org. There's a product page, and we have a Woman of Wisdom CD. That's fabulous as well. So, okay, I'm at the end of my hour, and I just hope everybody has a fabulous weekend, and I'll be back next Friday.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.